Ladies and gentlemen, you are now locked into the Sailor and Tyler Show here on Real Variety Radio, KRVR International. Now, here are the stars of our show, live from Houston, Texas, Sailor Cooper and Tyler.
Sailor and Tyler on Real Variety Radio,
Yeah, that's right! Happy early 4th of July to Real Variety Radio. Here's the fireworks out there.
This is Tyler Evans.
This is Sailor Cooper. Let's celebrate with fireworks. Yes, indeed. It's Happy Birthday, America. Independence Day in the United States. And the interesting thing is, 4th of July is going to be on a Sunday this year.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So, tell me, why do you like the 4th of July?
Well, it's the day that we officially became a country.
From England, before we had the 13 colonies, and then we officially became a country.
It was after we established the 13 colonies.
Yes, and in 1776, and George Washington was the first president of the United States. What are your traditions normally for the 4th of July?
When I was younger, we used to do fireworks and stuff. Maybe had like a barbecue or something.
Well, growing up, my main tradition was going to the Lakeside Country Club. It's a country club that my grandparents used to belong to. And I actually went to summer camp there back when I was 6 years old and competing in the swim meets, and ever since I would go to 4th of July there almost every year, have fun, and they would put on a huge fireworks display, and it was great.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, how about let's play the Star Spangled Banner to kick this off. This is, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the late, resting in peace, Whitney Houston.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Yes, indeed! God bless America. We're going to continue with Lee Greenwood!
Start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yes, indeed. God bless the USA. And no one can tell us citizens that we can't worship our God, right?
That's right. Under the First Amendment.
And which is freedom of speech. We have a right to speak what we want. And like it says in that song, we're proud to be Americans, right?
That's right. That's right.
I sure am.
I am.
Because you've said it. There's no other country more powerful than the United States of America, right?
That's right. And you know, we did more good for the world than really any country apart from, say, Israel.
Yes,
but the two best countries are Israel and the US.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But one thing I want to talk about is I am ashamed of some stuff that's happening in this country. Not so much for the country. I mean, you corrected me. We should be ashamed of the people that are running it, especially right now.
Exactly.
Honestly, I wish Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were in there now.
I know.
Because I know they're not celebrating the 4th of July like they should, right?
Exactly.
They just don't care about the country.
I don't know. I mean, they might be celebrating it in some other way. I don't know.
But they want to do more damage to the country.
Yeah.
What else can you say about that?
Well, you know, it could be that other people are running the show. Like
Obama's people, because Joe Biden is such a bum. He's so frail. He's so lazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. Basically, he's doing what he's only doing whatever people are telling him to do.
Well, that's one theory. But then the other side says, well, Joe Biden's just as bad. Well, who's to say he isn't just as bad? And he may have been this bad all along.
Right.
He may have pretended to be this middle-of-the-road guy all along, but in the end, he really wasn't. You know, even just in the 70s, he praised segregationists, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. And yet, I thought we got past segregation in the 60s and 70s. Apparently, there's still some issues.
Because
particularly, like, for Christians, for Jews and Muslims who don't subscribe to the whole, you know, marriage, quote-unquote marriage equality thing, you know.
Because in the Constitution it says all men are created equal. And there's been racial injustice going on in the country ever since the founding of the country. And you see, it doesn't happen as much in other countries, and it's just a shame.
Actually, it does.
It does?
We actually have the least racial injustice in this country, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because, of course, I've lived in another country before. I mean, I didn't see it as much in Mexico. I don't hear about it as much in Canada, in Europe.
That's because you went on vacation. You were on vacation in Mexico, sure.
No, I lived there up until I was 14, and I didn't hear as much of it there.
Well, what part did you live in?
Well, in the Cancun area, and maybe there's not as much that goes on
there.
That's
what I mean. The Cancun area is a pretty nice place. There's other parts of Mexico that aren't as safe. I'll put it that way. And Mexicans are great people. I love Mexican people. I love the food. I love the culture. It's great. It's just, there's just nothing like the U.S. There's just something special about it. And what's special about it is, well, our founding. And you mentioned the Constitution talks about all men are created equal. All men are created equal. Actually, the Declaration of Independence says that.
Thank you for correcting me. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
There you go.
And, you know, there's no other document that even comes close to what we have. I mean, there might be some other document. Maybe I know John Locke. He was from England, as far as I know. And he was the one who influenced the founding fathers. And he was born in the 1600s, I think.
Yes.
And he was an Englishman.
And John Locke. Yeah, I studied that in U.S. history in high school and college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, we were a part of Great Britain until we broke off because the king was being tyrannical.
Right.
And so, you know,
because
basically we are supposed to have what's called a limited government.
There you go. Thank you.
In other words, the government can't be too powerful on either side of the political spectrum, whether you're Republican or not, or Democrat, or whatever. Because there are even Republicans, believe it or not, there are some big government Republicans. George W. Bush was one of them. He was a big government spending Republican. Sure. I didn't agree with everything he did, but he was a compassionate president. He was one of those presidents who, you know, a lot of people made fun of him the way he spoke, but that's all right. But at least he had some compassion for, you know, life in the womb, which, by the way, I do believe that the Declaration of Independence protects life from beginning from the womb all the way to death. That's what I believe. The 14th Amendment makes clear that no person shall be denied life, liberty, or property except by due process of law. In other words, they have to have due process in court. They have to go through the legal channels. They have to be accused of a crime and tried and have to be found guilty. And if they're found guilty, their life can be deprived through the death penalty, perhaps.
Exactly. And
the Constitution doesn't prohibit the death penalty.
No, it and doesn't. Another thing I want to touch on, in my opinion, Donald J. Trump was the best president we ever had.
I think he was quite, like, when it came to our generation, I think he was, but I still believe Ronald Reagan was probably the third best, or second best, maybe even the best.
Because he was more down to earth, more humorous, he didn't have a temperament.
Now, I do believe George Washington was by far the best.
Abraham Lincoln was very good, too, during the Civil War.
Yes, he was. I think it was George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, and Trump, in that order. That's what I think. And then perhaps even JFK was not bad. I mean, yes, apart from his, you know, affairs with women, you know, Marilyn Monroe, and all that, putting all that aside. I think JFK was pretty good. I think Eisenhower was pretty good. FDR was actually okay, apart from his internment of Japanese Americans. You know, that really hurt him. And, you know, certain things that he did regarding the economy. I think FDR was good to a point, at least during World War II, at least. I think he became better. But in terms of domestic issues, no, I think he was pretty bad. FDR was.
Right.
But, you know. But, and these were all different parties. JFK was a Democrat. Nixon was a Democrat. I mean, not Nixon. FDR was a Democrat, and Trump was a Republican, and Reagan was. But I do believe Nixon was one of, by far, unfortunately, one of the worst presidents. Not like worst, but he had issues with Watergate and stuff, and he shouldn't have done what he did. But yeah,
right.
Gerald now, Ford, kind of average, but
also, but even though we have politicians in there who we don't agree with, and that's. Yep. Part of being proud of a country is we just have to stand strong.
That's right.
And
we have to respect our leaders, whether we like them or not. I'm going to respect Biden. I don't agree with him. I vehemently disagree with him. But I am going to pray for him and hope for the best. I don't want to wish him ill will. I don't want to wish anyone ill will. But I do know this. I don't agree with him by any stretch of the imagination.
And if not Trump in 4 years, Ron DeSantis of Florida. In my opinion, yes. He's like a Reagan. He's down to earth.
Yes.
He's not like the average Republican. He'd be a good president.
And I tell you who else would be good. There's a conservative. Her name is Candace Owens. She's a black conservative, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And she is amazing. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Yeah,
but she speaks eloquently about the country, the Constitution, and stuff. Pretty amazing. And I honestly think if Ron DeSantis runs, he should pick her for vice president.
Kansas wow, Davis.
That's what I think.
All right,
she was born in 1989, 2 years before I was.
Wow.
So, yep.
So, how about we play a couple more patriotic songs? Celebrate 4th of July. Ray Charles, America the Beautiful.
In liberating strife, who more than self their country loved and mercy more than life. Something like this. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple. Just is. On thee, he Save it, brotherhood, from sea to shining sea. From sea to shining sea, oh Lord, oh Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Shining sea.
With Sailor and Tyler on the only place for real variety, KRER.
Ow! Knock it out! You may not be looking for the promised land.
Living in America! Only on the 4th of July show. Real Variety Radio. So, we thought this would just be a short show tonight to celebrate the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
So, how should we close out? I just want to say, I can't be more proud to be born in America.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And on that note, actually, I want to play one more song. It's not about America, but it's about Texas. Just like God bless America, we should God bless Texas, right?
Well, you know, Texas is pretty American to me.
It still is.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, Texas, they're taking matters into their own hands when it comes to this border issue.
Absolutely. If the federal government doesn't want to do it, then we should do it.
Well, Texas is stepping up. Hopefully Arizona will, too. And then yeah. Montana and some other states. And if they start stepping up, it might force the federal government to do something. In fact, Trump, earlier today, he was at the border, said that potentially... Yeah. They want to reverse what Biden did and go back to the wall again because I think Trump was saying that they were right and they made a mistake to do what right. They did, but I don't know. We shall see. But yeah, just pray for the current administration. Yes, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for their safety. I'm going to pray that God open their eyes, that we repent as a country.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, whether we like our leaders or not, we have to be willing to pray for them because God put them in power for a reason.
True.
He put them in power to show us a way, to say, hey, I'm warning you, you need to repent so that you can come back and be restored again and be blessed once more.
Exactly.
I truly believe that we have the opportunity to be more blessed than we've ever been before. Again, like we were just two, three years ago, even 4 years ago.
Yeah, the country still has a chance.
It still has a chance. Don't ever give up hope. I'm not that kind of person to believe that it's over. It's not.
No.
It's not over.
This is a temporary moment in time.
And the pendulum... You know, they talk about the pendulum a lot. It's swinging back. You know, there are board meetings as we speak all across the country where parents are standing up against their school boards, against this new theory called critical race theory. Have you ever heard of that term before?
No.
Critical race theory is the idea that America is inherently racist, quote unquote, from its founding. That's what critical race theory asserts or teaches. And parents are standing up and saying, we're not going to tolerate this. So parents are starting to wake up and stand up. And I truly believe that there's going to be new school board elections all across the country this year.
Yes, there will.
That are going to usher in new leaders. And I'm pretty sure a lot of those parents are going to run for school board.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they do. There's a movement happening, and there's even a new book by Mark Levin coming out. You ought to order it. It's called American Marxism.
But yeah, I'll definitely look for it.
You can actually find it on the books app on your phone. I looked.
All right. And, well, let's play one final song, and we'll send all of you off goodbye with a fireworks finale. Because not only I'm proud to be here in America, I'm proud to be here in Texas. Born in Texas, absolutely. Too.
Yes.
You weren't born here, right?
I was born in Louisiana, but still, that was the nearest NICU, but I was raised in Texas.
Yeah.
So I'm still a Texan.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
All right. Well, here it is.
Thank you. God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Yes, indeed. God bless America and God bless Texas most of all. I liked how that song talked about how God created a world. He also blessed Texas as well. How would you interpret that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Because think about it. Texas is a part of the U.S.
Yes.
It used to not be.
Used to be a part of Mexico.
Yep. And then it seceded during the Civil War and then came back.
Yes.
It's crazy. It was one of the Confederates.
All right.
Maybe
so,
we can talk about the American Civil War at some point. And how
yes, we
that
can.
Was.
Well, yes. Everybody has a good 4th of July. Stay safe. I'm going to send everybody off. Here's the grand finale fireworks. Happy 4th of July, America!
Yeah. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Good night. Goodbye.
Good night. Bless.